WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The new movie American Splendor is an adaptation of the comic book series of the same name. No, it's not another movie based on a superhero. The American Splendor comics are a series of autobiographical stories by Harvey Pekar, which he's published since 1976. They're about his daily life, working as a file clerk in Cleveland's VA hospital, collecting jazz records, running into annoying friends and strangers on the street, dealing with the ups and downs of married life, and being constantly disgruntled about how little money he makes. His book-length comic, Our Cancer Year, co-written with his wife Joyce Brabner, was about having lymphoma. Pekar doesn't draw, so he relies on artists to illustrate American Splendor, including his old friend R. Crumb. The movie stars Paul Giamatti as Pekar and Hope Davis as Joyce Brabner. They first connected through letters and phone calls when Brabner was a partner in a comic book store in Delaware. Here's a scene from one of those early phone calls.
So you married or what?
I'm divorced, thank God.
Look, I think you and I got a lot in common. You know? How am I going to get you to come visit me in Cleveland?
Cleveland?
Yeah.
You think that's a good idea?
Yeah, it's a great idea. You know, you should meet me because I'm a great guy. You know? Despite the way my comics read, I got a lot of redeeming characteristics.
I don't know. Where would I stay?
I don't know, with me. You know, don't worry. I'm not going to put no moves on you.
I'm not worried about that. Hold on. I just spilled my chamomile tea all over my...
Yeah.
Although American Splendor stars Hope Davis and Paul Giamatti, the real Harvey Pekar and Joyce Brabner are interviewed within the film, commenting about their lives. The movie won the Grand Jury Prize at this year's Sundance Film Festival. We invited Pekar and Brabner to talk with us. Harvey Pekar, Joyce Brabner, welcome to Fresh Air. How do you think the movie American Splendor compares with your real lives? Harvey, let's start with you on that.
My real life? I'm even more harried and frantic than you see there.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Joyce, what do you think?
Well, it's, you know, we're watching people who look better than we do and, you know, sitting on furniture that's better than the stuff that we have. And for some reason, everything that's happening to them has an arc and it seems to all be taken care of in, what, 80, 90 minutes, you know. So things go awfully fast.
Whereas real life leads in many directions,
yeah,
and in slow motion.
Yeah.
Could we listen to a scene together from early in the film American Splendor? And in this scene, well, let me back up and say, Joyce, you were a partner in a comic book store in Delaware and a fan of,
right,
American Splendor. And then you and Harvey started communicating by mail and then phone. Then you decided to meet in Cleveland, where Harvey lived and still lives. And then Harvey, in the movie, Harvey takes you, Joyce, to a restaurant. And here's the scene as you're looking over the menus. This is right after you first met. And Hope Davis is playing Joyce Brabner. Paul Giamatti is playing Harvey Pekar.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Something's wrong. You keep looking around everywhere.
I guess I never imagined you'd eat in a place like this.
What, me? No, I've never been here. I thought you'd like it. But obviously you don't, do you?
It's fine. What difference does it make?
I don't know. None, I guess. Man, I got a lot of meat on this menu.
You're a vegetarian?
Kinda, you know. I mean, ever since I got a pet cat, you know, I've had a lot of trouble eating animals.
I support and identify with groups like PETA, but unfortunately, I'm a self-diagnosed anemic.
Uh-huh.
Also, I have all these food allergies to vegetables, which give me serious intestinal distress. I guess I have a lot of borderline health disorders that limit me politically when it comes to eating.
Wow, you're a sick woman.
Not yet, but I expect to be. Everyone in my family has some sort of degenerative illness.
That's a scene from American Splendor with Hope Davis portraying my guest Joyce Brabner and Paul Giamatti portraying my guest Harvey Pekar, and it's based on Harvey's comics American Splendor. Harvey, Joyce, what's it like to hear Giamatti and Davis portraying you?
Well, it's not strange. A lot of times people think that it's strange for me to hear somebody playing me in a theater or in a movie or something like that, but it's not, because, well, I'm not saying that, you know, other people wouldn't find it strange, but I don't find it strange because people have been drawing me in comics for 30 years or more,
right?
And I've been in a few documentary movies, and the book has been dramatized about four times, or portions of it about four times, you know, before an audience. So it's not unusual. I guess I've gotten used to the idea of somebody else portraying me.
Joyce?
Well, you know, I'm alternately just knocked out by the accuracy in spirit, if not in fact, that comes out. I mean, I think they nailed us. But you also wince at the little things that aren't exactly the way you remember them.
Well, good. Would you compare that scene from the film
with what really happened
in the restaurant when you went out to dinner?
Okay. Well, Harvey didn't take me to a really fashionable, you know, yuppie chain. He took me to McDonald's. And I just was a real good sport and sat there and ate the French fries. he was... But I guess Bob and Sherry decided that I deserved better. And
they're the directors and writers.
The directors, right. And then they based some of what they saw on observations of us as we are now. And actually at the time, I was the vegetarian, and Harvey would eat different kinds of meat. And that was my cat that turned Harvey into an ardent vegetarian after we moved in. So, but it's, you know, who cares? I mean, these are things that I don't even think my mother knows.
So Joyce, Hope Davis said that when she was acting early on in American Splendor, that she that you were giving her suggestions, and it was making her very self-conscious to have you on the set, so that she asked you if you could leave. And I think it made her very uncomfortable asking you to do that, but she was just getting so self-conscious. What's your memory of that?
It's pretty different because the only contact I had with Hope was, you know, the time that we spent together before she went to work acting. We spent some time, and, you know, she had questions, and I tried to give her some answers and some explanations, you know, backstory, things like that, what was, you know, behind some of the stuff that was in the script. But I went down and I watched it, and I watched it from a distance, and I got a message from Ted Hope, the producer, sort of took me aside and said, Hope is freaking out. She feels like, you know, your eyes are burning into the back of her neck, and she just feels very, very uncomfortable doing this with you. And so I was asked not to come down and wash, although they did arrange for me to, from time to time, look at it through the remote or, I don't know, hide me out in the bushes or something like that. So it made me a little uncomfortable during lunch breaks because I would never know, you know, I tried to sit as far away from her as possible. And, you know, she'd say, come on over here. And I think, I don't want to contaminate her with my Joyce-ness or whatever it is. But I never gave her any suggestions on the set. I never said anything. You can't do that because you have to be quiet and let them film.
When you both decided to meet in Cleveland, what were you expecting from each other? Harvey, what did you expect Joyce was going to be like? And did you think that this was going to be your wife?
Oh, I was sort of hoping it. Yeah. I expected she'd be like she'd been on the phone, you know, like pretty straightforward, maybe a little acerbic, and with a good sense of humor and, you know, basically a pretty honest person, and, you know, a person who's pretty loyal. And I guess that's what I got.
Joyce, what you were expecting based on not only your phone calls with Harvey, but, you know, reading his autobiographical comics?
It wasn't the reading. It was strictly the visuals. I thought much about this guy, but I really had to check him out in person to see whether or not he smelled bad, he had any twitches, Tourette-like syndrome. You know, symptoms, things like that, because I had no real clue as to what he looked like. And, you know, like I said in, well, I said in real life before I said it in the movie, that with a range of artists from Jerry Shamray to R. Crumb, you know, Harvey was presented to me as anything from, you know, the missing link to just this sort of, you know, this sort of noble, you know, with a high forehead, you know, young Brando type.
So where do you think he falls in that range? What did you think of him when you met him?
Well, he was more muscular than I thought he would be.
Harvey, in the movie, the first thing you say to Joyce when she gets off the bus in Cleveland is, you know, right off the bat, I want you to know I've had a vasectomy. Right. Is that the first thing you really said to her?
He said that to me when we were talking over the phone. He just, when I said I was coming out, he just blurted it out. But they don't show too much of the telephone conversation,
right.
So they just moved that up a bit. But it really had that kind of impact, you know, and just came out apropos of nothing.
Did that seem presumptuous to you?
To me?
Yeah.
It seemed Harvey.
My guests are Harvey P. Carr and Joyce Brabner. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air.